This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It is 12:03 on April 1st, 2024. Good afternoon. Thanks so much for joining us for the Monday edition of the WBBM Noon Business Hour. I'm Rachel Pearson, filling in for Rob Hart. There are a couple of attention-getting stories in the restaurant industry, one of which is tipping, the other minimal or even no wait staff. We'll cover both of those in our next segment, but right now, April is Financial Literacy Month. It's a great opportunity to just get the entire family in on money education and planning. So let's get some ideas from Mark Horner, a wealth advisor at Fairhaven Wealth Management in Wheaton. Mark, I'm not necessarily going to sit down with my now 7-month-old and tell her to start diversifying her portfolio, but this is a really great time to have families come together and talk about finances, goals, planning, and doing it all together.
There, it absolutely is now. But Rachel, the 7-month-old could be put as an authorized signer on your credit card.
Okay.
Him or her building credit early. So many cards don't have an age limit. So you can't get started there. But talking about money is the first step in financial literacy and in learning about any topic. The more you talk about it, the better you develop your skills. And in all seriousness, I think it's never too young to be talking with your kids about money. I mean, my wife and I've got 4 kids, and we started when they were 5 or 6 years old, where we made a deal with them that whenever they got Christmas or birthday money, whatever money that they chose to put into their savings account, mom and dad would match dollar for dollar. And so that forced them to make a decision about, well, do I spend birthday money today, or do I double some of it by deferring spending to go ahead and put it into savings? And it's amazing that the kids will get it if you start talking about that with them.
And you're setting them up for just really great money habits moving forward. And I want to sort of touch on this too, because if we're talking about teaching your kids how to save, when to spend, that also sort of puts things into perspective as a family, right? As a family, we're setting aside money. We're trying to save up for X, Y, or Z. And maybe that'll put some perspective into a kid who's asking for that really, really expensive Christmas gift or wants to go on a very extravagant family vacation, to say those things don't just happen magically.
Absolutely. So back to this idea about talking about it and talking about it consistently. And I think an even more powerful way to make an impression on the kids is to go ahead and share with them mistakes that you've made, because we've all made mistakes in our money lives, so that you can help them try and learn from your mistake. But then I think it also opens them up to the idea that we're all just sort of figuring this out. Nobody's born with knowledge about how to invest, how to save, how to manage debt, how to do all the things that go into a proper financial plan. So again, back to this idea of you got to start talking about it and keep talking about it. We were talking about Roth IRAs over Easter weekend with my children.
So that's just your regular brunch conversation, I imagine. Yeah.
But yeah, talking about it with the kids early, and again, you will be, I guarantee you, and a financial person almost never says that word, I guarantee you that you'll be surprised at how young kids will get these concepts if you just start talking about it with them.
Thanks so much for joining us, Mark Horner, Wealth Advisor at Fairhaven Wealth Management in Wheaton. The website, fairhavenwealth.com. Coming up, we're going to explore the dining phenomenon of guilt tipping.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
A survey by financial site WalletHub finds nearly 3 in 4 Americans think tipping has just gotten out of control. And some restaurants are experimenting with limited or even no wait staff. So let's get some perspective on these trends with Doug Roth. He's the founder and president of Playground Hospitality here in Chicago. And Doug, this is going to sound like an exaggeration or a hyperbole here, but I really do feel like everywhere I turn, every time I'm making a purchase, someone is asking for a tip. And you feel so obligated, but at some point you got to say enough.
Really true. I think we're all suffering from tipflation, and what's happened exactly the way that you've characterized it is that wherever we are at this point, you're someone's hand is out, so to speak. And at this point, it's not just 15% or 20%. I'm seeing 30 to 35% when people are asking for tips at this point.
And then you just feel so guilty, too, because then there's the option that says no tip. You know that they're watching you and what button you're going to press. And it's like, OK, at some point, yeah, enough is enough now. So at what point then do restaurants sort of lean the other way? Because we're seeing this trend of not having the opportunity to tip then by either limiting or altogether taking away waiting staff.
Well, what you're looking at is a modified service style at this point, and that can be really tricky. It depends on the type of restaurant that you are. If you're a casual fast food restaurant like Chipotle or Panera or Shake Shack, for that matter, it's going to work. But if you're at a higher end restaurant, what I'd say is a casual fine dining restaurant, and I know there are a couple out there that are trying a new model, where you go up, you order, and then you sit down with a host, and then ultimately you are then served and it's a regular restaurant. I'm not sure that hybrid is going to really work as well as people are thinking, but we'll see.
Well, and here's the other thing. I feel like you go to a fine dining restaurant, and I think most consumers have the expectation that they're going to tip a server. It's more when you go through those, like you said, those fast casual dining experiences, or even just, you know, grabbing a snack from a convenience store. Really? I need to tip you for this? I think that's the line in the sand.
Well, I think you're right. I think the way I look at it is if a service has been performed in the context that someone went and prepared bread or water and brought things to the table and really is most important is knowledgeable about what is transpiring, yes, I think that you should be obviously awarded some type of gratuity. But when you just sort of put something together at a counter and just sort of hand it to you, I think really what's happening a little bit is that it's the way that the business is offsetting having to pay for obviously that person's wage.
Right.
And that bothers me.
Right. But then it's unfortunate because do you then say take a stand to the business and its model, but then at the employee's expense, it's maybe a bit of a moral question.
Well, that's a really good point as well, because what people are saying is that if it really bothers you, then you don't pay it. And as a result, yes, that individual is the one who suffers. But if you're sending a message ultimately to the business, that's really one of the only ways that you can do it.
Thanks so much, Doug Roth, founder and president of Playground Hospitality here in Chicago. Up next, are you ready to take a spin in a flying car? We'll tell you about it next.
Information to make cash and save cash. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Despite what the calendar says, this is no April Fool's joke. Flying cars, basically drones that carry passengers, are becoming a reality. We're joined by Joe Schwederman, professor of public services and director of the Chaddock Institute at DePaul University here in Chicago. Joe, help me understand how we went from concept to reality and where exactly in that timeline we're at with flying cars.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. Somebody follows aviation, I can tell you, it's really the buzz right now. There's about a dozen companies making this. Some have done trials. And the concept's called eVTOLs, which is essentially vertical takeoff and landing vehicles that are autonomous and electric. And so we're hoping to see a legitimate rollout of this, perhaps with the Paris Olympics in 2024 with Volocopter But even United has expressed interest in this with Archer Aviation, with a shuttle from downtown to O'Hare. So we know this coming, but we don't know if the hype maybe exceeds reality yet. So, well, it'll be fun to watch.
Yeah, and you sort of touched on one application there. But if we were to see, you know, I won't say mass adoption, but even just some sort of consumer use, what might we see? You mentioned some airport travel there.
Yeah, that's right. Most of these new designs carry like 2 to 6 people with luggage. And you don't, of course, have a pilot since they're autonomous. And they look a little like helicopters, but they're designed really, you know, to have 360 motion turning when they rise. But then when they hit a certain altitude, propellers change and they can move at pretty good speed. So we're mostly looking at trips under 100 miles, likely urban settings. But the exciting thing about it is the cost is relatively low, in the sense that you could see affordable taxi services to hard-to-reach locations.
Do you anticipate consumer adoption of this idea? Because I'm going to be honest, the idea of joining 5 other people in a giant drone, that's a little terrifying to me. Maybe that's just me.
Yeah, somebody has to go first, I guess. No, but
you go first. You go, Joe.
Right. Yeah, we know FAA draws a hard line on this. So often what we see is testing in other countries, the Middle East and Dubai and so forth, where they're really advanced in technology with less population density. But I will say they have been demonstrating these for a couple years. So this is not quite like, you know, Elon Musk's,
Hyperloop.
There we go. We could talk another segment on that. But it really is. But that has to be the risk has to be ultra low for the FAA to approve it. But right now, the signs are pretty encouraging.
Thanks so much for joining us, Joe Schwederman, professor of public services at DePaul University here in Chicago. Still ahead, financial planning as people are living longer. Plus, we'll have some suggestions for our Monday stock picker.
This is Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station, News Radio 105.9. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Well, good afternoon, and thanks so much for joining us. I'm Rachel Pearson, filling in for Rob Hart, and these are the top stories on News Radio WBBM. Cubs fans hoping the rain holds off for their favorite team's home opener. United Airlines asking pilots to take some voluntary time off as it experiences delays in getting new planes. A longer life means people may have to reconsider retirement planning. Plus, it's Stock Picker Monday, so we'll get a couple suggestions from an investing pro. WBBM Business. The Dow down 283 points, the NASDAQ down 22, S&P 500 down 19 points at 1231. Today's home opener creating quite the long weekend for Cubs fans. As WBBM's Nancy Hardy reports from Wrigley Field, there are some new features for those taking in the game.
Colin Faulkner, Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing, says they've installed a sensory room this season that offers a chance for sensitive fans to decompress.
People that have sensory issues can kind of get away from some of the issues that they may have and still be able to come and see a baseball game.
Senior executive chef David Burns says they're selling vegan nachos in addition to offerings like a chimichurri tri-tip sandwich and the traditional Vienna beef hot dog.
How important is food to the baseball experience?
I think it's very important. I mean, you come here to a game, I mean, obviously have a hot dog, have a beverage, you know. I think it's part of the whole experience of enjoying the event, you know, because it is a 3-hour game, so you might as well have something to eat.
Outside Wrigley Field, Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
United Airlines is asking its pilots to take time off next month. It's because of delays in receiving new planes it's ordered from Boeing. An airline spokesperson says the offer is voluntary. Now, United hasn't received as many 737 MAX and 787 Dreamliners as it expected. No comment yet from the pilots union or from Boeing.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date.
Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Compounding your interest with an economy of words. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Well, the stocks are trading lower today and somewhat overshadowing some good news on the manufacturing front. Let's find out the latest from Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services and publisher of the website UpsideStock.com, based in Hammond, Indiana. Chuck, what do you make of what you're seeing on Wall Street today?
Well, remember, it's the first day of a new quarter, so it's not surprising that you might see some repositioning of portfolios to reflect that, and also to reflect the very strong market gains in the first quarter. So you have that. The other issue I think that's impacting things today is you had, as you alluded to, a pretty strong manufacturing report. The personal consumption still seems to be pretty strong, and it's pointing to increased concerns that perhaps the Fed is not going to be cutting rates anytime soon, and that's being reflected in the market as well, especially in some of those growth areas of the market that are especially sensitive to rising interest rates.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen a lot of momentum, a lot of stocks, markets dancing around these all-time highs, and you mentioned that we may not see a trimming back on interest rates here. So do you think things are going to start to fizzle in this new quarter, or stocks taking a breather?
Well, you know, it's interesting. If you're an investor, I mean, there's this kind of catch-22. You kind of want the Fed to lower rates, but the Fed's only going to be lowering rates if the economy is really mandating that they do that, which means the economy is going to be slowing, and that means corporate profits are going to be slowing. And I think that's one of the reasons why the market has been doing as well as it has in the face of the likelihood of fewer and fewer rate cuts, is because, you know, that signals a strong economy, and that should help corporate profits. And ultimately, you know, stocks really move on profits. That's probably the most important factor. And we're going to get a glimpse of that here in a couple of weeks as we get into earnings season. So, you know, to answer your question, do I think the market can fizzle? No, I think the market can continue to move higher, but it's going to depend to a large extent on what happens with corporate profits. And we're going to get a good view of that here in the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Would you say that corporate profits are the biggest threat to the stocks right now, or are there other factors at play that we should be keeping an eye on?
No, I think that ultimately they are. Yes, inflation certainly matters, and yes, interest rates do matter, but I think, you know, markets typically sink or swim on what happens with corporate profits and how they meet or exceed expectations. And so, I think if this market does falter, it's going to falter not because of inflation and not because of interest rates, but it'll falter because corporate profits aren't what people were expecting.
Yeah. Now, are there any areas of the market that you're seeing as cheap right now that we should be maybe making some moves on here?
Yeah, I think you're going to see, we may not get a significant correction within this bull market, but we certainly could see a rotational correction where you have some former leaders taking a breather and you have some laggards that are taking up the slack and rotating into leadership. And if that does happen, I think you'll see kind of small and mid-cap stocks perform better. And that would be an area that I would look at, especially if you have a portfolio that doesn't have those in it. You should get some small and mid caps in there, because I think those are the types of stocks which have been lagging that I think can do better if we get a rotational correction in this market.
Now, Chuck, you touched on the fact that it's the start of a new quarter, where that's sort of what's being reflected in the market. I want to sort of pick your brain. We're also in a presidential election year. Does that in any way affect investment decisions on your end? Is it something people need to be paying attention to, or is the market really going to continue its trajectory here regardless?
Yeah, you bring up a good point. All too often, investors kind of manage an investment portfolio through the prism of politics, and that is absolutely the wrong thing to do. Markets have shown, history has shown, that you can make money or lose money regardless of the political environment, and you should not be managing a portfolio based on your expectations of what might happen after the electoral votes are counted in November. Focus on inflation, interest rates, and especially corporate profits, and you'll be much better off at the end. So, you know, that's a long-winded way of saying no, we do not reflect that in our investment approach.
Right. You can lose money no matter what. That's sage advice from Chuck Carlson. Thanks so much for joining us. Chuck is CEO of Horizon Investment Services. Next, people are living longer. Some now finding their finances are coming up short.
It's 60 Minutes of Financial Planning. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Financial planning for retirement could require now several decades of money. Let's talk about what exactly needs to be done with Carolyn McClanahan, founder of Life Planning Partners in Jacksonville, Florida. And Carolyn, inflation, cost of living aside, people are living longer, and that comes with a price tag.
Oh, that's absolutely right. You know, retirement was invented in the 1930s when they created Social Security. Back then, they used age 65 for retirement, and we're still using, now Social Security age is 67. So people are living a heck of a lot longer, so you got to plan for a much longer time period than back in the 1930s when people only lived a few years in retirement.
Right, that's just it. We know life expectancy has improved significantly, which is great. We love that. We love to live life and have more of it. But now you have to plan accordingly. And I think those numbers can get scary because for such a long time, you know, there was sort of just this colloquial a million set aside for retirement. And that's really not going to get you where you want, depending on when you retire and what kind of lifestyle you're looking to have. What advice do you have for those of us who are, you know, planning our retirement and also planning a pretty long life expectancy?
Well, first off, you know, the biggest factor of a successful retirement is how much you actually spend. So make sure you're spending all your money wisely and not wasting money. And then second, if you're super healthy, you want to consider working longer. And the reason why is you're not meant to spend a third of your life in retirement. I mean, if people live to 65, there's a good chance they're going to live to age 90. And staying engaged in an occupation keeps your brain healthy, your body healthy. Plus, it gives you more financial security. If you're not so healthy, you don't have to use those longer life expectancies, but still it's important for you to make sure that you keep your spending in check so you don't run out of money.
Right. And we're not necessarily talking about, you can still retire from a career. There's no, for instance, you know, I've got a parent here who's in their late 60s and they retired. And now my mom is still working, by the way. She's got her pension, but she just wants to stay busy. She's working part time and still setting aside more money for that nest egg because, again, she's in really great health, like you mentioned.
Right. And that's important. You don't have to do work that you don't love. And so when you're older, if you just get a part-time job, make an extra $20,000, $30,000 a year, mm-hmm. that could go a long way towards financial security in the future. And in that way, you can balance having a good life and doing the fun things you want to do, but also staying engaged and more financially secure.
Carolyn, what advice do you have for those nearing retirement who are now maybe hearing this and thinking, maybe I had only planned for, X amount of years and now I need to double that. Is it too late to set money aside? What advice do you have there?
So first off, never too late to start saving money. And the second thing, and this is what people don't do, they have no clue how much money they're spending. Mm. And so it's important for people to get a grasp of how much you're spending and then how much do you need to support that lifestyle. You know, and for most people, a nice little chunk of it's going to be covered by Social Security. But for the rest of it, you've got to make sure you have money set aside. You can either go to an hourly financial planner and they can help you make the calculations, or there's a lot of good planning software available now on the internet to help you figure out how much do I need for when I retire.
And Carolyn, would you say that you're seeing Americans in general pushing back their retirement age? And is that trend going to continue?
Well, I think it has to continue. So, yes, I know in my practice, a lot of our clients choose to work, again, because of all the benefits that come with continuing to work. But second, I think it's important that for people to understand, we can't count on stock markets and things like that to take care of you for 30 years. So it's just smarter to stay engaged and do something to continue to earn some money.
Thanks so much. Carolyn McClanahan, founder of Life Planning Partners in Jacksonville, Florida. You can join us at this time tomorrow for Travel Tuesday. Still to come, we've got our Stock Picker Monday.
Money Talks as the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Stock Picker Monday, and helping us out today is Matt Shapiro, president of MWS Capital here in Chicago. Matt, glad to have you with us again. What's your first pick?
First pick, Rachel, is Entergy, which is in the utility space. Not one of the top 10, but near that. Entergy, based out of Texas, Louisiana, Alabama, Southeast, rapidly growing. You know, electrification, demand for electricity is surging with data centers, with EVs, with population growth. Entergy has clean energy assets, which are really important, including nuclear energy, which is less controversial than in the past. And utilities are a good offset. Everyone's been excited about growth stocks and everything like that. And a good way to play interest rates, because has a big dividend of about 4.5%. That's taxed at a lower rate than interest. So as rates have come down, yield has sort of disappeared. Utilities have been a sector that's kind of on the comeback. The Dow Jones Utilities is not yet at an all-time high. So a way to play an out-of-favor sector with good fundamentals.
That's Entergy, the ticker ETR. Matt, what's your second pick?
Well, the second is super controversial, is Tesla, which was displaced by NVIDIA as the most popular stock in the United States with all the bettors and everything like that. So Tesla down, one of the super companies down so far this year, about 30%, trading about $172, near almost a two-year low, really. It's sort of lost a bit of momentum, but we think a lot of the bad news is in it. An earnings report is going to come out in 2 weeks. We'll see how much more is there. But, you know, we're forecasting a turn, better models, a reveal of a super low-cost production model. I think that could potentially make Tesla a turnaround situation. So taking advantage of one of the high-flying stocks that's a little lower right now.
Thanks so much, Matt Shapiro, with the president of MWS Capital in Chicago. Now, if you missed any part of today's show, you can go to our stream and just skip back to the time you want. There's also a pause and rewind function. It works both online and with the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.